The UN humanitarian chief urges the UN Security Council to impose more pressure on all sides involved in the Syrian conflict to allow greater access for the provision of assistance. Valerie Amos said the Security Council should put its full political weight on both the government and the opposition parties to ensure that previous calls for access are realized. The UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator added that 9.3 million people currently need assistance to survive. The figure stood at 6.8 million in September. Amos also said that 6.5 million people are now internally displaced. On October the 7th, the United Nations estimated that over 4 million people were, would be forced out of their homes in 2014 due to the escalation of the conflict. The UN said 2 million Assyrians are expected to seek refuge outside the country, while another 2.25 million will be internally displaced next year. Earlier, we were joined by Edward Spanis, the legal affairs editor of the Executive Intelligence Review. He told us more about the humanitarian situation in Syria.
Well, it is a very dire situation. It has been so for many, many months. And the reason for that is that the Western countries, particularly the United States and Britain, will not put any pressure on the Saudis, who were the primary sponsors of the so-called opposition forces, who are actually by and large al-Qaeda. Syria has become the largest center for al-Qaeda now of anywhere in the world. And until the United States agrees to crack down on Saudi Arabia, who were the primary backers, arming and financing the opposition, this chaos will continue. The Saudi Arabia is pouring all kinds of money and arms into there to increase the chaos, and the humanitarian situation gets worse. So it's a danger inside Syria, and there's an international danger because of the war danger. If this continues, anytime you have a danger of drawing the United States, Russia into a confrontation. So this Geneva process should go ahead, the Saudis should be reined in, and the situation could be cleaned up.